Let's go up on a roof.
Hey, I understand you off on a venture this morning.
Well, I want to come down and throw my tent up on top of that roof of the Civic Center there and camp out for a few days to raise some awareness for child abuse, and I wanted your permission.
I tell you what, you certainly have my support, and I want everybody to pour out your pocketbooks and try to raise some money so we can help eradicate this problem.
All right, sir. Thank you much.
Don, I'm mighty proud of you and WLWI for doing this, and so go to it.
When I was in fifth grade, there was this girl outside behind me, and I can remember one day she came in and she showed me this burnt mark on her leg, and I asked her, I said, what happened? And she said, my dad did it. And I can remember after that, like, taking the heat for her because she was so afraid to go home that her dad was going to hit her if she had a note from the teacher. She ran away for a month. When they finally found her, she had gotten up to Eufaula to go see her grandmother, and her dad went up there and got her back. And after fifth grade, they took her up to her mom in Birmingham so that she wouldn't have to live there anymore, because she would come in with scars and everything, and she'd always tell me not to tell. And my mom would ask me when I came home, I was crying, and I finally told her. And she called into the guidance counselor and told her. And that's one of the reasons the girl ran away, because she knew that the people at the school knew. And it just made me think about her, like, where she is, and she's okay.
I'd gladly walk across the desert with no shoes upon my feet.
With God's and your help,
share with you the last bite.
Maybe we can make a difference.
I had to eat.
Thank you. 1-800.
I would swim out to save you.
757.
In your sea of broken dreams.
WLWI.
With all your hopes are sinking, let me show you what love means. Love can build a bridge.
This past hour, you know what you did? 2800.
Between your heart and mine.
Don't ever apologize. People tell me I apologize because I only have $5 or I only have $10. Don't apologize. You just send it in. You send it in. I guarantee you. I guarantee it'll make a difference.
The kids are the future of this great country that we live in. I just think it's up to each and every one of us to give back wherever we can.
And I'm here today to pledge $2,000 to your efforts.
My mother was abused by my daddy as I was growing up, and that's so much mental abuse for a child to have to go through. Even though you don't touch your children when you're beaten, your wife or the mother of your children, it hurts those children. My daddy's been dead 10 years now, and he still affects our house. We can't be in a home to where we can't get along at times. I know I have to try to beat my daddy from trying to take over my house and stuff, but in my heart, I still love him. You always love your parents, but I can't stand what we have to live in and what we lived in those years. And I just wanted Don to know that I really appreciate everything he's doing, and that he's in my prayers, and all these children are in my prayers.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless the child who suffers.
The weather may bring him down, but he's in our prayers today, and he's going to be in my sermon tomorrow.
Dear Jesus, why does Daddy hit me? Was I a bad girl again today? I try so hard to do what's right so Daddy won't hurt me this way. Mama has tried to make him stop, but that only makes him madder, and he ends up hitting Mommy too, which makes me even sadder. Last night, Daddy broke my arm because I fell and spilled my plate. He said he hit me because he loved me, but every hit felt more like hate. So I'm praying to you, dear Jesus, please help me do what Daddy says is right, and help me and Mommy to not be so scared when Daddy comes home tonight. And it's signed, Ruth, a survivor of child abuse.
Oh, I believe there are angels among us.
I just can't fight Don enough.
Send down to us from
great,
somewhere
great
up
job
above. They come to you and me.
Always, man, I have cried
in our darkest hours,
right along with everybody else,
to show us how to live.
I had no idea that there were so many people going through the same thing my family is going through.
Guide us with the light of
She brought up here, she gave all of her money in her piggy bank.
I know when you leave this roof, you're going to go straight back and hug that baby, ain't you?
You got it right.